because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Another highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak in dairy, this time in the state of North Carolina. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke greeting you on a Thursday morning. That is a story we're taking a closer look now that we're six deep as far as states that have detected high path avian influenza in their dairy population. Obviously, Wisconsin on high alert. We'll explain all the details as we roll through the morning. Today, the morning looks like it's going to be pretty comfortable. The rest of the day could get a little damp. Cloudy skies this morning and the rain will develop this afternoon. Today's daytime highs, 59 degrees. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then, starting tonight, things start to get interesting. The winds start to pick up. The rain will end, but the wind will persist. Tomorrow, we're looking at gusts that could go as high as 40 miles an hour. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, 57 degrees. But again, like I said, the wind is what we're really going to have to focus in on. We'll get you more weather details courtesy of Stu Muck as we roll our way through a Thursday. I've got some good news, and I've got some good news from Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke here for the crew at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitch Runner Road in Fitchburg. Hey, attention, they're expanding their retail hours. You'll have to check in from time to time, but it's good news as we go into the grilling season. The other good news is they're working on new recipes every day behind the scenes. So check back at their retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitch Runner Road in Fitchburg often, and always keep an eye on what's happening at BavariaSausage.com. That online store open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And as we get into grilling season, if there's something you're looking for, let them know. You can pick up the phone and give them a call, 800-733-6695. That's 800-733-6695. Take a look at all the old world flavors they've got available for you now to put on the grill, and keep an eye out for new flavors coming to the showroom and online soon. BavariaSausage.com.
Well, we're here in the spring and we're getting to planting season. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. You might look outside and look at your shrubs and decide, we need to do some replacement from trees to shrubs. I know of a wholesaler in Northern Family Farms out of Maryland, and Derek All is a partner. How long has that enterprise been nestled in Maryland?
We started in 1955 as a Christmas tree grower, and then in the late 80s, we started growing nursery stock. So we are Wisconsin's largest producer of woody trees and shrubs, and nestled in Little Maryland, Wisconsin, and we are shipping nursery stock all over the greater Midwest. We grow annually about over a million shrubs and trees a year, so it is a ton of plants that we are growing and shipping out to landscapers, IGC, big box stores, garden centers, you name it, we'll have our plants this spring.
Well, I want to learn a little bit more about the varieties and what you guys grow. A million plants, that's more fingers and toes than I can come up with.
So we have over 600 SKUs and many, many different. So we're growing everything from perennials, grasses, daylilies, all the way up to, roses, fruit trees, foundation shrubs, evergreens, shade trees, ornamental trees. It's a lot of different SKUs that we have that we offer. So we kind of offer the full mix of woody and perennial items that any garden center might need in the spring.
And what makes the determination on what you're going to grow next? How do you make that determination?
So it's a lot of talking. There's a lot of new genetics and a lot of new brands that are out there. And these brands are really focusing on how do we give, the best wow factor to your garden. And we do first editions, star roses, to really, really many different brands that are looking for just that flower power or a chartreuse color that will stand out in a garden that will really make your foundation plantings or even a specimen in your garden pop, that will make people stop and say, wow, this is a sight to behold, and we want people to have that impressive garden that they're proud of without doing a ton of work. And that's the other part, is the low maintenance part of it. You know, how can we make your home beautiful without requiring a ton of labor in order to make it happen?
And where do you get the information on what consumers are looking for?
You know, a lot of it is, there is some market research that that is out there, but a lot of it is seeing what sells fastest. You know, hydrangeas are very, very popular right now. You get a lot of wow factor in your garden with minimal work. Roses, they are getting more and more disease resistant and easy for the consumer to take care of in their yard. But really the information is sales data, and that's really what we look at. So we kind of follow the sales data and, you know, talk to other growers and breeders about what the trends that they're seeing, and then kind of adjust our production plan from there.
So these shrubs and trees are produced. Do you do any research right there at the farm with what works and what doesn't work?
Yes. So quite honestly, if it doesn't work on our farm, obviously we're not going to sell it to the consumer. So I like to think that we are pretty good growers. And if we are having a hard time with it, then we'll never let it see the light of day at the to the garden center. So we are always looking for the, you know, again, those attributes that are make it easy for the consumer. But we are doing research. We're trialing new plants. We're trialing different ways to grow them. It is, we're constantly innovating in order to stay, you know, relevant to what consumers are looking for in the garden center.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the facility? Are you outdoors? Are you greenhouse? How do you get plants started?
So we do both. We have greenhouses that will run all year. And then also most of our acreage that we're growing on is outdoor production. But the greenhouses, we are growing, you know, more bud and bloom items. We're forcing them to make sure that by Mother's Day, we have, you know, beautiful blooms for the garden center. So we'll do macrophylla hydrangeas in the greenhouses, as well as roses and perennials, just to give that wow factor at Mother's Day to have that beautiful flower that everyone's looking for that time. And then the outdoor growing production is more for those foundation plants, the trees. We have about 400 acres in outdoor growing space. And then I think it's about 6 acres of indoor greenhouse space. So it's a lot, but it's you know, we try and be as conservative as we can with water, using drip irrigation and other irrigation methods to, you know, really be stewards of the environment and, you know, control release fertilizers. So we're not having to constantly dump and leach fertilizers. So we're trying to give just what the plant needs to grow the best that it can.
With that many plants out and about and in close proximity to each other, do you have any challenges with keeping those plants growing or keeping the labor to keep them growing?
It's a challenge. I mean, it's definitely farming. A lot of people like to think, you know, because we have, you know, everything on gravel and, you know, weeds under control and everything that way, that it would be easy. But, you know, when you're growing in close proximity, that many plants together, you're bound to have, you know, flare ups and, you know, whether it be mites or other pests that pop up. So we do have to spray. It is, you know, a part of every agricultural business that, you know, you have to spray for insects, you have to spray for weeds. It is challenging, but with that, when you're growing that many of something, it is easier to kind of take care of everything when you're looking at large blocks and other things that way. And again, water, you know, we want to be stewards of the water. So coming up with the best practices that we can within reason to reduce our water usage and be stewards of the land. But weeds are, you know, just like any other farm, weeds are another big item that we spend a lot of time on. There's sadly a lot of hand weeding that goes on at our nursery to make sure that every container is weed free as possible. And then in terms of labor, it's still very, very heavy on hand labor. So we have a lot of local people that help us out with that. And then as well as the H2A program, we have visa workers from Mexico that come up every year for about 9 months to help us from planting to, you know, general maintenance and care of the plants. And then to putting into bed every year as well. So it's a lot of steps in order to get a plant to grow into that happy, good-looking plant in the garden center.
And is there going to be another generation that's going to be at Northern Family Farms?
Both my sister and I have the next generation on the way. So I have three little ones that I'm hoping will be the fourth generation at Northern. And Ashley has two little ones as well that we're hoping that at least one of them will be interested in that, in continuing the farming, the generational farming business that we have. And we're excited to see what that future holds.
And providing great quality plants. And remember, this is wholesale, but I'd like to find some of those tags that say Northern Family Farms from Maryland, Wisconsin. And that was Derek All. He's partner at Northern Family Farms. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You could be the perfect fit in the world of clinical research. Ready to do your part in helping medicine move forward? Fortrea is recruiting healthy males and females of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 65. Trial involves one stay of 4 nights plus 3 follow-up visits. Compensation up to $4,430 may be provided for time and participation. Visit FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's F-O-R-T-R-E-A ClinicalTrials.com. Or call 608-210-5454. Now is your chance to earn extra money while contributing to a good cause. Fortrea Clinical Trials is currently seeking healthy males and females of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 55. You must be available for one stay of 33 nights plus 2 follow-up visits. Compensation of up to $12,634 may be provided for time and participation. Call Fortrea today, 608-210-5454, or find out more at FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's F-O-R-T-R-E-A ClinicalTrials.com.
Have you heard about our Rejuvenation Clinic Body Suite? If not, now is the time to learn more.
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
Non-surgical aesthetic body treatments have progressed greatly in the last 10 years. We are proud to offer the best devices on the market that deliver incredible results. M-Sculpt Neo treats unwanted body fat and builds muscle mass. Cool Sculpting Elite reduces stubborn fat bulges and has multiple applicators to treat many areas of the body. M-Cella is a revolutionary electromagnetic chair that strengthens pelvic floor muscles to treat mild to moderate urinary incontinence. Our providers love to analyze your concerns and come up with the best treatment plan for you, oftentimes even using a combination approach so you get the best results.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
To learn if our body suite treatments can help you, call Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie.
If she's not milking the cows, she's talking about them. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Welcome back, and I'll tell you what, if you're milking cows this morning, you are exactly the people I want to be talking to on this next story. Yesterday, we found out that North Carolina is now the 6th state that has detected highly pathogenic avian influenza in their dairy population. The announcement came yesterday from North Carolina State Veterinarian Dr. Mike Martin explaining the situation.
USDA recommendations at the time were, we do not test any herds that do not have clinical signs. That was that kind of the recommendation. But because Idaho, Ohio, and Michigan all started having cows that had these signs that then tested positive for high path AI, we went ahead and moved forward with testing this herd preemptively. And it has no clinical signs with this disease. And sure enough, we have been able to isolate highly pathogenic avian influenza virus from this herd.
Now, that is kind of part of the challenge. Dr. Mike Martin, he is the state veterinarian in North Carolina. Did you hear what he said? These cows do not present any signs of high path avian influenza, but in a lab workup, they are positive. He said movement from cattle from affected herds in states to North Carolina has been suspended. But he also says he has a lot of questions about high path avian influenza, and he expects to use his staff to try to get more answers.
So you sort of get evidence on maybe high path AI, maybe it's being opportunistic, right? Maybe it has an immunocompromised individual, and then it makes its way in that way. So the question really is, that's still kind of up in the air, is the high path AI a catalyst to disease, creating the clinical signs that we're seeing in these herds? Or is it just a tag along opportunistic? And it could be one or the other. I think the jury's still kind of out on that.
Dr. Mike Martin with North Carolina Department of Ag. He says they're taking a proactive approach in trying to get in front of the disease and the outbreak and try to provide more guidance for other states.
No other state has done what we did in North Carolina, right? Nobody else has done this as far as doing this level of investigation and epidemiology. And we did this against the recommendations that were at the time from USDA. So you know, it's easy to second guess from the back seat. But we are doing everything we can to try to protect our animals here in North Carolina and protect the privacy of any of these farms that you know, may be affected either now or in the future with this disease as it's merging.
Again, Dr. Mike Martin, he is with North Carolina. He's their state veterinarian. So now think about it. Texas, New Mexico, Kansas, Idaho, Michigan, Ohio, and now North Carolina are in the loop as far as high path avian influenza they've detected in their dairy herds. Wisconsin has to be on high alert. Our Department of Agriculture has been communicating with all farms, not just dairy, about high path and its risk. University Extension just kicked out a whole bunch of resources yesterday to try to help refresh people's memory on high path, not only for our bird population, but also our livestock population. And Dr. Martin explains some of the signs that they were looking for when it came to detecting high path.
These high-producing dairy cattle that, one, go off feed, two, start dropping in milk production, and then three, have those changes in the milk that cause the discoloration and thickening. Now, is that because of high path AI? I don't think we have that answer yet. But that's what got us in this place in the meantime. So maybe high path AI is causing those signs. We're definitely following cattle with those signs, absolutely following them. Does it cause no clinical signs? And so far in this herd, we're not seeing any evidence of clinical signs associated with high path AI.
That's crazy. So again, like what he's basically saying is that cows don't look sick, but they do have high path avian influenza. Dr. Mike Martin, and again, correct myself, North Carolina becomes the seventh state now that's had high path avian influenza in their dairy population. So again, Wisconsin farms, you know your biosecurity measures. I also know that in Wisconsin, there's a lot of dairy operations that might have some of their young stock raised outside of the state at calf ranches. Maybe your bred heifers are just coming home. You better think twice about where you're going to put those animals compared to your full milking herd, just in case. Well, my friend Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, is still nothing but a croaking frog this morning. He has literally got no voice, but he was kind enough to send me some quick weather notes on a Thursday. So he said it was beautiful yesterday, as we all saw, but a couple things that we're going to have to watch. He said there's a weak disturbance dropping into northwest Wisconsin that's going to move east across the state. That is going to be the rain line that we'll see starting in north central Wisconsin this morning and then kind of get stronger and work towards the south this afternoon. Then there will be another system from the south that pulls moisture into Wisconsin, but still pretty much dry over the state. He said he is expecting that as the two systems kind of collide, we'll probably see anywhere in a quarter of an inch, maybe a little bit more in some areas, maybe a little bit of thunder towards the evening, but nothing severe. Sunshine back on Friday, but warmer this weekend. That's where you really want to train your eyes. So again, today, mostly cloudy, light rain developing late in the morning into the afternoon, upper 50s, winds out of the north 5 to 10. Tomorrow, gusty, gusty winds. It is, in fact, they're talking gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Breezy, some showers, maybe even an evening thunderstorm tonight. And then Friday, those gusty winds continue. Morning showers in the east, cloudy skies for the rest. Friday's daytime highs probably in the upper 50s, but Saturday sunshine, we should see glorious temperatures that return us in the upper 60s, maybe even low 70s by the time we get done on Sunday. So kind of tie a knot and hang on as far as this afternoon and tomorrow, especially as those winds pick up. If we see any rain that's really measurable, I hope you rainfall reporters will help me out. The talk text line for that information, 877-301-FARM, 877-301-FARM. 301-3276. And I sure hope that Stu Muck has a nice little recovery so he can bring us the Friday forecast, because I'm not much of a weather person, as you probably have discovered. More farm news on the way. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege.
I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Now that I refurbished my entire living room with Lazy Luxury, everyone keeps asking, is that a Lazy Boy recliner? What they don't know is that my budget allowed me to redecorate for a fraction with free in-home design included. I say yes. At Lazy Boy, customizable fashion and luxury can be this simple.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
Some spaces become a catch-all for everything you want to keep in storage. Make use of that wasted space now.
What about the basement?
Rec rooms, an office, extra bedrooms for growing teenagers are all popular uses for an upgraded basement. Actuate Improvement is a full-service design and remodeling company specializing in kitchens, baths, and basements. Let's get the conversation started with a complimentary estimate, consultation, and suggestions. ActuateLLC.com. Design, create, actuate.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Have you ever had an MRI through the hospital where you're crunched inside a scary tube-like tunnel? MH Imaging in Middleton provides the spacious comfort of a completely open design MRI, the most updated concept in MRIs. It's an open MRI, open for everyone, regardless of insurance or doctor affiliation, for a fraction of the cost of a medical system. And the results are available the same day, providing you with answers you need to know now. Visit MHImaging.com.
Turn a remnant into a remarkable look with the selection at Wise Way Flooring. Hundreds to choose from in all lengths and sizes. With cash and carry discounts, this is an economical way to carpet your home office, family room, or bedrooms. I'm Jeremy Yenser of Wise Way Flooring, inviting you to visit our showroom in Watertown, Lake Mills, and Econimowoc. See how our warehouse remnants might be the right thing for you.
Commercial or residential, the wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
Kids want to share what's going on in their lives with the adults around them. Parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and more. They want to know you're listening, and they want to listen to you. They want your input and guidance, early and often, on all kinds of topics. When it comes to a serious subject like underage drinking, they want to know your expectations, as well as how and why, as a young person, they should avoid alcohol. How you talk about it will change as your child grows, but the important thing is to talk about it. Not just once for an hour when you think the time is right, but in 60 one-minute conversations and more that are part of your everyday talks. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you need me, I'll be by your side.
And now a break from the Farm Report with Pam Yonke for a sports report.
Mark Murphy is now international. Mark Murphy needs those pitbull glasses, baby. Mr. Brown County. Let's go. Mark Murphy getting it done. A little international love for the Green Bay Packers. It's going down. They will be going to Brazil. Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles week one. And it is a Friday. It is a Friday. Everywhere. And here's the other kicker. Not only is it a Friday, the NFL has opened up the season. Packer fans, you're not going to like this, especially if you were against it. It's on Peacock. It's on the cock. Your Green Bay Packers, you got to pay to watch them. You're getting the shaft with the Packers on the cock. Again, Peacock. You're either going to have to go somewhere that's streaming it if you're like anti trying to, you know, boycott Peacock, or you're going to have to bite the bullet and get yourself a little Peacock, as the game will be exclusively on NBC's The Cock. So if you want to watch Packers take on the Eagles week one to start the season in Brazil, yeah, better pony up. What is it? Is it $5.99, $6.99 for the commercial version? Or it's Kinger, help me out here. I got the Peacock, but I forget. I have the commercial version. It's like $5.99 or $6.99. I think the non-commercial version is like $10 or $11, something like that. Someone could help me out. I don't know exactly what it is, but you're gonna have to pay to watch the Packers now. I've always said this: it is your God-given right, it is your birthright as a Wisconsinite to be able to watch. If you're born in Wisconsin and live in Wisconsin, it is your birthright to be able to watch the Packers, the Badgers, the Brewers, and Bucks for free. Nope, not anymore. You got to pay. You got to pay to watch. As Packers, Eagles, kind of, I don't know. Packers always fought going to other places, right? They fought I think they're the last team, the last holdout in the NFL of having to go travel for the international games. And then we saw the Packers went to London, and what happened? Aaron Rodgers breaks his freaking thumb on a Hail Mary in the last play of the game against the Giants. The season kind of unravels from there. Before that, Matt LaFleur, they went over there and played. Then he came back and didn't take the bye. Then they got their asses handed to him. So Packers, I don't know. Brazil, I'm looking at flights right now. If you want to make a vacation out of it, well, hang on, we'll see. I'll save that first. I was looking up flights. So if you want to make a little trip out of it, you know, Sao Paulo, Brazil, maybe you want to go get, you know, a Brazilian butt lift. You want that big BBL, you know, a big old donk-a-donk. It's like, that ain't a monkey hanging off your back, girl. That's Donkey Kong. It's huge. You know, when you take your pants off, it makes a grown man cry. You call that an onion ass. It's giant, a BBL. You can get that done in Brazil. Like Nicki Minaj, she's going to be in Milwaukee this weekend. I got tickets to go. I might go see Nicki Minaj this weekend. But then, actually, my wife's like, you know what? We're going to hit another couple up. We're going to go to Dubuque. So I won't be seeing a BBL in person in Nicki Minaj. I'm going to Dubuque instead. How about that? But yeah, if you want to go to Brazil, I did the tickets. So the game's the 6th. It's a Friday night. If you want to make a vacation out of it, the tickets aren't. I did it from Monday to, let's see here. I did it from September 2nd to September 8th. So you get there on a Monday, and the game's Friday night. So, you know, you go check out Brazil a little bit, a couple nights, and then you leave Sunday. So I go to the 2nd to the 8th. If you want a round trip, the flight, by the way, is about 14 hours. It's a round trip right now. From cheapest I could find is $1,143 for a round trip to Brazil and back for the 2nd to the 8th of September. Go check out the Packers. Now, you got to pay for your own lodging, tickets to the game, food, you name it. But a ticket right now, a little over a grand. If you want to go check out the Packers in Brazil and make a vacation out of it, a little over a grand. So Packers opening up the season in Brazil. Now it is official. Mark Murphy talked yesterday saying, you know, we're going
to
find.
Now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hoping that Katie Burgess, one of our dairy broker analysts with EverAg, can keep tempo with the show this morning. She's going to be joining us live in about 10 minutes or so, focusing in on what's happening with the marketplace. And I've got to believe that story about North Carolina being the latest state to detect high-path avian influenza in their dairy population might be something traders are talking about. We'll find out. Katie Burgess on the way. Morning again, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Today is the chance for rain. Again, our rainfall reporters, please make sure you're letting me know how much ends up in your rain gauge. Doesn't look like it's going to be a lot, quarter to a half an inch, maybe a little bit more towards the lakeshore. Again, daytime highs today around 59 degrees. Tomorrow is the one that's going to catch you by surprise. We'll only reach 57 as a high on Friday. It's the winds that you're going to have to be aware of out of the northwest, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. So kind of plan for that mentally, if not physically, for your Friday. So today is the 11th day of April. What can I tell you? Well, talking about weather, on this day back in 1965, six tornadoes were part of a Palm Sunday outbreak, went across southern Wisconsin, killed three people, and injured 65. The outbreak of 51 tornadoes was responsible for 260 deaths, over $200 million in damages throughout Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. The Palm Sunday tornadoes across the southern portion of Wisconsin on this day back in 1965. On this day in 1970, Apollo 13 launched. Now, remember, this is the one that they made the movie about because it ended up having technical problems in mid-flight. An oxygen tank exploded, and they essentially had to stop their mission immediately and try to get back to the United States, back to Earth. Jim Lovell, who graduated from high school in Milwaukee and went to UW-Madison, was one of those astronauts on Apollo 13. And now you know. Let's focus in just a little bit more on the weather that's coming our way. Like I said, gusting winds up to 40 miles an hour. That can cause damage. If you've got outbuildings, barns, garages, whatever it may be, you've got to keep an eye on those things when severe weather rolls into the area. But what do you do if you suffer damage to your buildings after a storm event? Fellow farm broadcaster Chad Smith has more.
Jeremiah Fairbanks, service manager at Morton Buildings, says farmers can prepare for the risk of weather damage to their buildings.
When it comes to damage, high winds and hail are the most damaging spring weather events that we see. Damage can range from minor cosmetic issues such as dents or broken windows to major structural problems that result from impact that could also end in leaks, broken trusses, or broken columns.
Following a severe storm, Fairbanks says farmers need to inspect their property for damage, but do so with safety in mind.
If the damage is too severe, do not enter the building. Don't climb on the roof. Consult a professional. If there's any doubt, don't get around the building. Walk around the buildings to assess the damage. Documentation is key. You want to make sure that you can differentiate from one storm to the next storm, so taking good pictures is a great practice. Look first to serious structural damage that might make the building vulnerable. Then next, go to leaks. Look for anything that may damage what's stored inside. And finally, look for cosmetic issues.
He offers some important insurance recommendations both before and after a storm.
It's always important to know your coverage before a storm, what type of damage is covered, what the dollar amounts are. Prior to a storm, periodically check with your insurance agent to make sure your coverage has kept up with the valuation cycles over the years as materials and building cost increased.
Fairbanks also emphasizes consulting a professional when you have damage.
Once a storm happens, make sure you consult a professional that has extensive experience with building repairs to help you develop the scope of what needs fixed. Find a builder that's familiar with post frame or barn construction. After a storm, it's always a good practice to have your builder and your insurance adjuster on site at the same time if possible, so they can work out a scope and a cost of repairs together. Because there may be differences of perspectives, but on site together, they can collaborate to get the best plan of attack for correcting the building issues.
For more information about storm repairs for post frame buildings, visit MortonBuildings.com. Chad Smith reporting.
Being prepared, always a good idea. Thanks, Chad. Coming up next, it looks like Wisconsin's stepping up with a little bit more financial support for our county fairs. I talked about that with Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwin and Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverAg, just around the corner. The mild weather we enjoyed in Wisconsin could add up to big pest problems for our crops this year. Steve Bailey is in Monroe, one of the Helena Agra advisors.
One thing I would challenge guys to think of, and a little bit of a conversations I've been having this last month, is we didn't get a killing frost. And what I mean by that is a lot of these rootworm beetles didn't have that frost to really nip them off. So I would challenge everybody that's listening today, make sure that if you're corn on corn, you're running a traded corn and or maybe a granular insecticide, or if you have in-furrow starter, there's options there too. But I think guys are really going to want to take a very close look to their fields and follow the insect pressure that we're going to have this year.
Rootworms, just one of the insects to keep an eye on, according to Steve Bailey from Monroe, one of the Helena Agra reps. You can find out more and find your local Helena rep at helenaagri.com. Katie Burgess from EverAg is on the way in just a moment, and so is your chance to pick up a four-pack of tickets to the Midwest Horse Fair. Midwest Horse Fair, of course, happening at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison next weekend, April 19th through the 21st, and I'm going to give you a chance to win not just today, but also tomorrow. Stand by and find out how you can get those tickets in just moments. Well, some good news from the state capitol for our county fairs. Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwin from Marcus Ann, who is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, says they are stepping up with some financial support for counties that were otherwise stretched to try to pay premiums for exhibitors that were involved in their county fairs.
At the bill signing, we had one of the directors of the Elroy Fair brought their granddaughter along. I mean, this is something that these people who... most of what they're doing is volunteer work. They're just really excited that this is going to give them a little more breathing room and assurance that the folks that are coming to their fair are going to get that a lot of that premium from the state. So now they can make some of that investment in the fair itself without the responsibility and what they feel is the responsibility to provide premiums and encourage people to come to their fairs.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwin from Marcus Ann there, she said that the monies that the state will be supplying for county fairs are really designed for counties that may have more than one fair. She cited Columbia County, where they've got the Lodi Agricultural Fair, as well as the Columbia County Fair in Portage. She said those folks were almost being penalized because they had more opportunities for youth. This should help to offset some of the additional expense on premiums specific paid to exhibitors. So hopefully some good news for our county fairs out there. Markets this morning not giving us a lot of good news. We'll talk more about that with Katie Burgess in just a moment. Right now, December corn is up 3 in Chicago at 473. November soybeans, they're down 3 at 1166. July wheat down 2 right now, 571 a bushel. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 156. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 157. Double A butter down 4 at 293 a pound. The Class 3 milk for May is down 6 at 1660 a hundredweight. The Class 3 milk for June, remember, Class 3 milk goes into cheese, down 12, currently at 1707 a hundredweight. Up next, our friend Katie Burgess from EverAg and your chance to pick up those tickets to the 2024 Midwest Horse Fair happening next weekend at the Alliant Energy Center grounds. Stick around for your chance.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
The future of medicine is here at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades, regenerative medicine. If you are tired of achy joints, if your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love, you need to call QC Kinetics now. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these are no longer your best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives with innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. We're talking natural biologics, using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkopf. Dr. Scheinkopf is a pioneer in this field. With 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing, he wants to get you relief with a needle, not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about some exciting options. This is a revolutionary approach that can get you long-term relief with no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 608-319-1750. 608-319-1750. Again, 608-319-1750.
Making a decision on new home furnishings is easy with Lazy Boy. You already know he only cares about the comfort, but it's the luxury and design you crave. You choose the style, patterns, and material, while he's imagining himself being seated right in front of the 50-yard line. Call it Lazy Luxury at its finest.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
Are you in a place where you seem healthy yet lose energy halfway through the day? Your doctor says to rest, but what's really happening?
At Carbon World Health, they look at the root causes, hormone and blood levels, nutrition and hydration, to help you get to a truly healthy place. Boost your energy and embrace your health journey with Carbon World Health, a hormone health and fitness spa.
Madison West and CarbonWorldHealth.com.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
If you are a horse enthusiast or involved in the equine industry, you've had these dates on your calendar, no doubt, for months. The Midwest Horse Fair is coming up next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison. The theme this year, horseplay. And I have got a pair of two four-packs of tickets for one-day admissions to the Midwest Horse Fair. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to award those to the fourth and fifth people that use our talk text line. Now, I need your mailing address so that I can get these in the mail to you right away today. So the talk text line is 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. You can call it or you can text it, but I need your full mailing address as well as your name if you want to be qualified for a four-pack of tickets to the Midwest Horse Fair starting next Friday, Alliant Energy Center grounds. And I'll have more tickets for you tomorrow, too, if you miss out today. We do not ever miss when we welcome in Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, joining us on a bright and shiny Thursday morning. Thanks for stepping in, Katie. Let's jump right into it. I think our Wisconsin dairy producers are continuing to feel increased financial pressure and strain because we just have not seen much movement as far as our dairy product. We get the prices down to what we think are attractive levels, still no sales. You say that's starting to change a little bit as far as cheese, huh?
Yeah, thankfully, over the past week or so, we did see cheese prices start to move higher. They kind of sputtered out yesterday, but thankfully, the prices are off the lows. That being said, we're off of really low levels, so we went from really bad to just kind of poor levels. We're not at anything exciting yet in terms of what it means for revenue back to dairy producers, but at least we have been moving in the right direction.
So where is the cheese going, Katie?
Yeah, we did see second highest levels on record of cheese getting exported in February. It was record levels sent to Mexico. So luckily, one of the countries in the world that has still been buying a lot of cheese is our next door neighbor to the south. Other places, though, we're having to compete with exports coming out of Europe or exports coming out of New Zealand. And so I think that's why our prices have seen such low values here over the past 12 months is that because there's so much competition in the global stage, U.S. prices need to go to pretty low levels in order to win the business.
Is
it seems like now that... Oh, go ahead, Sam.
Well, I was just going to say, Is it freight? Is it the strength of the dollar? I mean, my Lord, we were the bottom feeders as far as price that we were offering already. Are there other elements we're not thinking about, Katie?
Yeah, to me, I think those things matter. The other one that I'm watching carefully is just how consumers in other parts of the world are dealing with inflation. So similar to how consumers here have been paying more for groceries, gas, labor, all sorts of things like that are more expensive here in the U.S. That's even worse, especially in places like Southeast Asia, where they've had to pay more for their primary grain food staples. And so because of that, it just doesn't leave that much room in the budget for dairy. And so consumers, they've only been willing to buy dairy products at relatively low prices. And that really has hurt global prices for dairy producers worldwide.
Katie Burgess is along with us, one of the broker analysts with the EverAg team. I always want to remind you to check out their website if you want to consult with any of them or ask them questions on what's happening. They're great at risk management, not just about dairy, but the entire scope of commodities you're producing. That's ever.ag. Katie, let's talk just a little bit more. You mentioned about disposable income, consumers, et cetera. I think a lot of the dairy industry also paying attention to some revised plans that USDA is talking about on dietary guidelines, and it's not friendly dairy either.
No, USDA announced this week that for the WIC program, so that's for women, infant, and children, it's money that goes to new mothers. They're cutting back the amount of money they're going to put into the dairy allocation. So again, you know, anytime we see any of those USDA programs giving less funding for dairy, that makes us a little bit concerned. USDA says they don't think it will hurt consumption that much because there had been a lot of dairy money in there and it wasn't all getting used. So hopefully that's the case. But I know as an industry, we don't like to see it when benefits are getting pulled back on the amount that people can spend on dairy.
I don't like the idea that people that could spend money on dairy aren't using it for dairy either. Katie, let's talk just a little bit more then about, like we said, consumer patterns. The other thing that our Wisconsin dairy producers have to be mindful of is we've got some major, major cheese processing facilities coming online, not the least of which is the one in Dodge City, Kansas. They're just monster. Is that going to be a paradigm shift that our Wisconsin dairy cooperatives, cheesemakers have to pay attention to?
I think so. It's been a long time since we've seen this much of an influx of cheese processing capacity coming into the system. And so because of that, our view is that class three milk prices, so those milk prices paid to farmers that milk is used to make cheese, they've been lower than the prices for butter and powder here for a while now. And we expect that to continue because there's just going to be a lot of cheese out there in the next 12 to 18 months, and we need to find people who are going to eat it, whether that's domestic consumers or international customers, but we're going to have a lot of cheese to sell.
Have you heard anything on that Dodge City plant? I know the volume compared to milk being produced in that region doesn't equal out. Are they starting to find some resolution there?
I don't think they are yet. Just the way milk prices have been, I don't think any dairy farmers are really excited about going out and spending money to build a big new barn. So that remains to be seen. But I have seen that cheese plant has got job postings listed. So they're going to be ready to roll sooner rather than not. So it does seem like milk could tighten up in that region quite a bit.
Katie,
maybe that puts some more premiums back in the market for everyone.
Fingers crossed. Katie Burgess along with us. The other thing we can't forget to remind folks about, what is it? Dairy margin coverage application deadline at the end of the month if you haven't already capitalized on that.
That's right. We definitely recommend folks we work with to go ahead, sign up for that program for the 950 margin coverage on any tier one volume you're eligible for.
Yeah, because it's paid since January every month, hasn't it?
It has. The January and February payments are going to cover about half the cost of signing up. And when you look back at history, it has a pretty good track record. So good to have that in place because we don't know where prices are going to go this year for sure. So that way you're protected if they do stay low.
Excellent content, Katie. I appreciate it as always. I'm sure we'll bump into you down the road here in the next couple of weeks. All right.
Thanks, Sam.
Katie Burgess, sweetheart, to join us at such an early hour. She's a mom herself. We appreciate it. Ever.ag is how you're going to be able to find her or any of the EverAg crew. Like I said, if it's something that you're trying to work out as far as risk management. They are the kinds of folks that you want to tap into when it comes to plans and strategies in light of what looks to be continuing agony for our dairy industry, specifically that cheese industry. Again, if you hadn't tried it yet, Midwest Horse Fair tickets available. I've got 2 4-packs today. I'll have 3 4-packs tomorrow. But you've got to use our talk text line to qualify. I need your full mailing address as well as your name. That's 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276. Don't worry. All I use that information for is to pick the winners and get the tickets in the mail. Catch up with you tomorrow morning with more tickets.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.